Nolte, far-left New York Times admits Biden losing minority voters. By John Nolte on September 5, 2023. The far-left New York Times says is fraudulent and see Joe Biden is underperforming among non-white voters and that by the November election, he can only approach, though not match the percentages he allegedly received in 2020. As of today, Biden is down 17 points compared to his alleged total in the last election. On average, Mr. Biden leads Mr. Trump by just 53% to 28% among registered non-white voters, reports The Times. Back in 2020, he supposedly received 70% minority support. If he's unable to revitalize this support by next November, says The Times, it will continue a decade-long trend of declining Democratic strength among voters considered to be the foundation of the party. More. Democrats have lost ground among non-white voters in almost every election over the last decade. Even as racially charged fights over everything from a border wall to kneeling during the national anthem might have been expected to produce the exact opposite result. Weak support for Mr. Biden could easily manifest itself as low turnout, as it did in 2022, even if many young and less engaged voters ultimately do not vote for Mr. Trump. Many of Mr. Biden's vulnerabilities, like his age and inflation, could exacerbate the trend, as non-white voters tend to be younger and less affluent than white voters. Overall, the president's approval rating stands at just 47% among non-white voters in Times/Siena polling over the last year. His favorability rating is just 54%. Issues like abortion and threats to democracy, LOL, may also do less to guard against additional losses among Black and Hispanic voters. The Times continues, who tend to be more conservative than white Biden voters. Because Black and Hispanic Americans are disproportionately poor and working class, they are almost certainly more concerned with inflation, wage stagnation, energy costs, and crime, four issues Biden has deliberately sought to make worse by shutting down domestic drilling and opening the borders to low-wage workers and third-world criminals. Biden's lead over Trump with non-white voters who did not attend college is only 49-31%. Depending on the poll, the numbers show Biden earning Black support in the low 70s. This should be in the 90s, and Hispanic support hovering around 50%. This should be in the 60-70% range. Polling also shows that Trump has picked up 5% of the non-white voters who supported Biden in 2020, including 8% of Hispanics. The number of non-whites who flipped from Trump to Biden is less than 1%. Among Black voters under age 45, Biden leads by just 59-14%. That might sound good, but among Black voters over 45, he's up 83-8%. Young Black voters are hopefully waking up to how the fascist Democrat Party seeks to keep them poor and in despair. The problem for Biden in 2024 is that he can no longer hide. His age is a major issue. His appalling record on every front is even worse. So much will happen between now and November of 2024 that it would be silly to predict anything. But it's the drop in support among young Black voters that should terrify Democrats. This is part of the reason they are flooding the country with illegal Democrats. It's all about replacing Americans who refuse to vote for them. They only call the Great Replacement Theory racist because it's real. I do hope Trump makes a fearless and focused play for the minority vote. He did in 2020, and that is one of the reasons the fascist left wants to put him in jail. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.